Kenmore Eagles head coach, general manager Andrew Milne joining me on the show once again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rob.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about the Banff game on Tuesday, a 7-6 overtime loss. A lot of goals, maybe not the end result you wanted.
Yeah, we were doing that for the fans, entertaining them, and we wanted them to make sure they were entertained. A bit of a run-and-gun style game that had a big moment when we scored late, but not the result we were looking for.
The guy who scored in the dying seconds of the third to at least take it to overtime was Lane Olsen, who got his first AJHL hat trick. You know, we've talked a lot about Matt Forchuk and Logan Ferguson. They've both been Mountain of Him Players of the Month. But Lane is another guy who really seems to be producing this year.
Yeah, he's coming to a bit of his own here this year. We knew Lane had the opportunity, the abilities. It was just something within him that this year he's really excelled. And he's put himself in good spots and played really well for us. And I think for Lane, it's a little bit of confidence. He's been able to gain some of that, and we're seeing that with when he starts to carry the puck and the speed he generates. And then obviously you see his shot has been effective. And we're glad for Lane, really happy for him, and we hope he continues.
Matt Forchuk and Logan Ferguson, I know the last time we talked, you expected those guys to be gone, you know, until at least the end of December here with Team Canada West. Are you a little surprised that they didn't make the final roster?
Yeah, I'm completely shocked. I mean, from what I heard about Matt up at camp, he was one of the best players in camp, and Logan had a fantastic camp as well. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed for them, and I feel for them because I think they both deserve an opportunity to play there for their country. But, you know, at the end of the day, the organization is sorry that they didn't end up making the team, but we're real happy to have those guys back. And tonight you're going to see, you know, Lane Olsen, Forchuk, and Ferguson reunited on their line, and I think they're all going to be pretty excited about that.
Another player who's really been coming on and had a very strong game on Tuesday was a Nicholas Wehak. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Nick's a guy that came to camp a bit of an unknown, and he's just worked his way onto our club, and then every game he seems to be getting better and better, and he's learning more and more, and you know, his hard work and his tenacity and his willingness to want to get better in practice has really helped him to this point. And, you know, I think we're going to see, you know, a lot more of Nick Wehak as the season moves on. And, you know, we're in a good spot as a hockey club because he's a 97 guy who's bound and determined to make a name for himself. And I think he's slowly doing that in our organization.
Christmas tree sales, how are they going down at the MJ lot?
I'm going to guess there's about 75 trees left, which means we'll be sold out here probably by the end of next week. So it's been awesome. It's a great community thing. I mean, our players have been down there every day helping load up trees and sell trees, and I think it's just really good for the community to get to meet some of our guys and for our guys to get to meet some of the community.
So that's MJ Landscaping on Bow Valley Trail to get your tree from the Eagles. Also, some games this weekend. Away in Calgary to take on the Canucks tonight, and then back at home tomorrow to face off against the Olds Grizzlies. That game is a special 8 o'clock start time. It's also the game of gifts. Bring a new and unwrapped toy or gift and get a free ticket to the game tomorrow evening. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.